as long as you don't make a sound. Don't call us, we'll keep in touch. Just as long as you don't say too much. So take a step to the back of your heart. It isn't much, but you know it's a start. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race. Don't shout, don't you know I found out that you don't know what you're talking about. But Lord knows I know how it goes. Everybody's got to stay on his toes. But hey son, pick that off of the ground. I wake up, see what's going down. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? Say die. Don't you know that it's only a lie? Don't quit, duck, don't get hit. We're gonna make it bit by bit. Hey boy, get that shine on my shoes. You can't laugh when you're living the blues. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face?
That song you just heard is I Am Brown, written and performed by a very talented young artist named Mark Guerrero. Mark is here with me in the studio along with Art Brambila, the president of Brown Bag Productions. With them and with other Chicano rock artists, we'll be looking at the emergence of Chicano rock music.
I'd like to welcome my guests, Mr. Art Brambila and Mark Guerrero. Mark, Art, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a heavy sound, Mark. I think a lot of people are going to be hearing a lot more from you. But right at the moment, before I ask you some questions, I'd like to ask Art, you're the president of Brown Bag Productions. What's Brown Bag all about?
Well, Brown Bag Productions was set up about 2.5 years ago for, it's a Chicano recording company. We are trying to emphasize Chicano talent, and although we're not limited to it, we do feel that there is a lot of talent in the East LA area that has not been tapped by the recording industry. Obviously, there's many people there. You know, we represent some like 20% of the population in California, and even more in the Southern California area. We set up Brown Bag Productions to get more people involved in the recording industry, not only in the creative end of it, but in the administrative, clerical areas of the recording industry, as well as other entertainment or areas of the entertainment industry.
What's the philosophy behind Brown Bag Productions?
Well, as far as the philosophy, I don't know if there is any. There is an intent, like I just explained, the intent behind this to get more Chicanos involved in it. We do feel that there is a very unique sound in the East LA area with Chicanos because we have been influenced by various cultures such as the white and the black music and also the Mexican music, and because of it we feel that there's a very unique sound there, and the intent is to expose that and to expose all of our culture to throughout Southern California, California, and throughout the nation.
Is there been any one particular reason why Chicanos have not, say, heretofore been involved in production of records or you know, just getting into the recording business, not necessarily just rock alone, but any phase of it?
I think that the image that the Mexican American has had over the years, and the image that has been promoted by industry and the motion picture industry and many other business areas, has kind of given us a negative image, and I feel that perhaps many people that are running the industry feel that we really can't produce the type of sounds that we are now proving that we can. For too long, we have been looked at as, you know, like you talk about Tijuana jails and the buses in Mexico and this sort of thing. Right away, you get the impression that they're inferior. It seems to me that we have had to cope with that negative image, and I think we're trying to change it now, and I think we are changing it. I think the reason that we haven't been successful in the entertainment industry is simply because we have felt we've been apprehensive about putting our whole selves into it and saying, hey, look, man, we can produce this sound. We're going to be a part of this industry. We deserve to be. We can record. We can do as well and better than a lot of people that are even recording now and that are hit records even now, you know.
Art, there's a lot of creative talent in LA's barrios that hasn't been tapped. Is there any reasons for this?
No, I don't know what the reason is, except that, you know, I know for a fact, being that I worked for a major label for 3 years in their advertising and sales promotion department, I know for a fact that many of these executives fly all over the country, spend a lot of money, and eat at the best restaurants and do whatever they have to do to audition groups and the South and the East and whatever, but for some reason they just wouldn't travel the 12 miles to East LA to see the groups there. Why, I don't know, except that my personal opinion is that they simply either didn't care or didn't know that the talent was there. The talent has been there for many, many years. In the mid-60s, for example, when they had the Midnighters, the Enchantments, well, many good groups.
Mm-hmm.
The major labels still didn't go there, and there's always been good music coming out of East LA.
Did a lot of this have to do with the fact that possibly the Chicanos were not necessarily aware of who to go to, what production companies to go to, or who to seek out for possibly the chance to get involved in producing records?
Well, Chicanos, like everybody else, have had ambitions, and they've gone to several people in the East LA area that have done nothing but take them for whatever they could. There are several people there, even today, not as well known as Brown Bag Productions, but they've been around much longer, who have taken the money, the pride, frankly, of many of these people, many of these musicians, and the Chicanos had only them to go to at that time. Now, with the formation of Brown Bag Productions, the success that we're achieving, many of them are coming to us, and rightly so, because we are Chicanos, we're part of the whole struggle, we sympathize with it, and hey, you know, the artists on Brown Bag Productions are not only concerned with their personal careers, but they are concerned with our people. They're really saying, hey, well, you know, sure, I'd like my career to further, I would like to make money, I would like the fame, but then again, I would also like to see my brothers be a real part of this industry.
Right. Okay, if you want to talk to Mark, you want to talk to Art regarding rock music, all you have to do is call us up at 870-8716 from the Orange County calling. The number is 535-4300. From the San Fernando Valley, 986-4266. Los Angeles, 870-8716. When people are talking about Chicano sounds or Chicano rock music, a lot of people mention El Chicano, Malo, Santana. What is the difference, Mark, say, between your music and, say, Malo's and Santana's?
Well, it's Malo and Santana and El Chicano, and those types of groups are, you know, Latin-oriented. And my music is more of a general type music, whatever comes to me.
So you're just a Chicano doing
I happen to be a Chicano, just doing, I'm an American, you know.
Right, just doing normal rock music and, yeah.
That's like I'm a product of all my influences of all my life, and my music is that.
Right. Let's go to the phones and see what the people have to say. Hello, welcome to Impact. This is Joe Ortiz. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I would like to know, are you limited to just Chicano artists?
No, we're not. We're emphasizing that because we feel that that the industry has had their doors closed to us. But certainly if we see a good black or white group, you know, we'll take them. You know, we're always looking for talent, and we have the doors in the industry are now finally opening to us. And I'm sure that if I went to Capitol or to A&M or to Motown with a good group, they too are interested in selling records.
Thank you very much for your call. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take another phone call. Hello, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'd like to know if the feeling is that the group's going to have any trouble getting their music accepted because they're Chicano-oriented.
I don't think we'll have any problem getting accepted. There are various groups that are that have been nationally accepted recently, such as Santana and Malo, who are Latin-oriented groups, and El Chicano. I think now that that there is a greater awareness of Chicano culture, and because the music is good, we won't have any problems. The problem was a year or two ago, when no one would even listen, you know. And when I say no one, I'm talking about the industry, not the consumer, because of course the consumer didn't even know we existed. Now they do, because of the of Malo and Santana and others like them. And, no, I don't think we'll have any problem getting accepted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, this is Joe Ortiz. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, Joe?
Yeah.
This is Max.
Hey, Max. You worked real hard today. I'm really proud of you. I think all of Aslan is proud of you.
I don't know.
I think we got a town who we're speaking to. We're talking to Max Avalos, who was the coordinator for the Ricardo Chavez Ortiz demonstration they had downtown today.
I've listened to the gentleman that, you know, been on. What really disturbs me is that when some of these groups make it, you know, and we ask for some sort of a, you know, if you play for us for an hour or that kind of stuff, and they usually want $300 or $400, you know, which people in the community cannot afford that, you know, so we usually have to do this kind of thing.
Is that your question, Max? You want to know
why don't they come out and...
Again,
yeah.
I feel because, first of all, many of the groups in East L.A. that have made, you know, that have gotten some kind of recognition, most of them have been managed by non-Chicanos, people that do not sympathize with the causes and the problems and the plights of our people. I think that with Brown Bag Productions, it's a totally different thing because we are all Chicanos. Now, like I said before, we're not all limited to Chicano talent, but we are emphasizing that. And I think that from now on, you're going to hear a different story. We will put up benefits for the people in East L.A. because we are the people of East L.A. Again, you know, just to emphasize that point that many of the groups in East L.A. that have made it have charged much money because their managers or producers didn't sympathize with the cause. We do.
Okay, Max. Thanks for calling. In addition to Mark here, we're going to have Steve and Rudy Salas from Tierra. We'll be speaking to them after a while. Also from a group called Yaqui, Eddie Serrano and Ronnie Reyes. They'll also be in here with us. In the meantime, we do have Art Brambilla and Mark Guerrero, so if you want to ask them any questions, call us up at 870-8716. Hello?
Yes.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Okay, I wanted to know how that group got started.
What group are you talking about?
Brown Bag.
Yeah, we got started the very hard way. We simply went through many frustrations in trying to get the industry to listen to us. Mark and I actually started together about 2.5 years ago, and it took a hell of a lot to go to different companies and knock on doors and, you know, live with the humiliation and the frustrations of getting people to at least listen to some of his material. And as time went on, yeah, I guess it was more of our perseverance than anything else. We simply didn't give up because we believed in our product. We started the company, and soon we signed Tierra, and soon we signed Yaqui, and we are talking with a two-thirds minority now, a group out of Long Beach, and several others, and things have begun to happen for us, really, in the last 8 or 10 months. But we started like everybody else does, I suppose. We just got the bull by the horns, and we said, let's go, man. It's about time we Chicanos create a brown Motown, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. We'll be back talking to Art. In the meantime, let's give you some more of that Chicano rock sound. Art, you might want to introduce our next guest.
We have another young man who is a part of Brown Bag from the group Yaki. This young man just happened to be born and raised also on Clover Street in Lincoln Heights, right next door to me, as a matter of fact. His name is Eddie Serrano. He's the lead singer of Yaki. The group was known as the Old Time Religion up until recently, and they are a little bit more into the Latin sound than Mark Guerrero is. Many people seem to feel that Chicanos only do Latin music, and this is something that somewhat disturbs me because, you know, it's the old stereotype. Chicanos don't only do Latin music. We do everything, and we do it quite well. You'll notice that Yaki does a little bit more Latin-oriented music than Mark, and then Tierra even more so than Yaki. So this is Eddie Serrano.
Eddie, is there, you feel, a strong cultural influence in your music?
Well, as far as our music goes, like, we're all of Chicano background, and we don't actually aim our music towards, you know, well, let's get this Latin big trip like Santana or Malo. We just play it, and it just comes out naturally. Most of our jams that we get into our other songs, like this She Caught the Kitty you just heard now, is strictly one of our rock things.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a couple other originals that we get more into the Latin. But it's mainly because it's there. You know, it just, we can't stop it. You know, we do a jam, and that's usually the way it comes out. But it's not directed towards a specific Latin sound, you know.
The difference then between, say, your group, Tierra and Yaki, and some of the songs Mark was playing, is different than, say, El Chicano, Santana, Malo, and all this. Is it because El Chicano does not originate from East L.A., or do they originate from East L.A.?
They're definitely from East L.A.,
but
they have patterned themselves, I think, in a straight Latin trip as Malo and Santana, whereas we write what we write and play it, and whatever comes into it just goes in, you know. If it happens to be a Latin feel, then that's what we play. If it happens to be a straight rock, then we keep it that way too.
That's from Yaki, Brown Baby. Art Sanchez, who is also a member of Yaki, is sitting in here with us. Art, tell me a little bit about Brown Baby.
I guess that's going to be probably our first release. And it's a love song, you know, it's a brown baby, it's, you know, for his chick and all that.
Yeah, it's a song aimed at the Mexican-American girl. You know, it's got that Latin flavor, it's got the smooth sound with acoustic guitar backing, and the song was written, some guy from East L.A. about 2.5 years ago, and it never really did anything, simply because no one recorded it the way we have. I think we put that Latin feel to it. It has been recorded before, but more in a rock feel. It didn't have the Latin flavor that we put into it.
So there's a difference, and I was noticing, and I asked you while we were listening to the record, you hear that cowbell in the background, which has that Latin tempo to it, and just that one sound alone, I guess, coming from how you feel, your influence being, you know, Chicanos, that does give this thing the Chicano rock sound, I guess, that we're talking about.
That's right. And we also have congas behind it that gives it that percussion sound that is so popular with Latin music.
So then here in this instance, we had, when Mark was on, he was doing a straight general rock sound, ballad type things and everything else. And then we're starting to see a progression of a little bit more Latin influence into the sounds.
That's right.
And where, I guess, you know, Chicano, Santana, all of them just came off right from the bat with that particular sound. And here Yaki is able to go from just general rock and transferring it up into the Latin rock. And I guess we'll be hearing some more sounds which will go into even a heavier Latin sound, right?
That's right.
Okay, let's take some calls and see what our people have to say. This is Joe Ortiz. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. I'm from Orange County. And, you know, down here, you know, we don't get many of, I don't hear much Latin music down here except for Santana and Milo and stuff. And, I'm just kind of interested about the whole scene. And, I guess it's kind of hard being in a culture, you know, being Chicano and everything. And here, you know, the Latin type of music, you know, like, you kind of have to find what's yours, you know. Isn't it hard to kind of break away and find what's really yours, and, you know, your own identity?
Well, that's the whole trip about Brown Bag. You know, it's, there's a lot of good music coming out, you know, Latin groups, except nobody really gets to hear them. You know, they really don't get that many chances to record. And, I don't know, like, Brown Bag gives a lot of people, it's giving a lot of groups the opportunity to let people hear this kind of music, you know, let everybody know that that it's, you know, that it's being played.
Yeah, because, like, personally, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of you and everything, and, I'll pick up your album and listen to it because, like, you know, I get all ranges and everything.
What do you think of the sound you've heard so far?
Well, I can see the mix, and I can see where you're trying to break away and trying to find out, you know, where you're really at, you know. Kind of the mixed feelings and everything about the whole scene.
Well, Chicanos, you know, are bilingual, and more importantly, they are bicultural. I think
what you're seeing
is an input from both of them. I think you're hearing a combination of many things as it applies to an individual, how they live, their lifestyles. And you're getting a chance to hear it and share it with everybody.
Right on.
And you'll be hearing more of it. You can bet your life on that, at least on this program. Thank you very much for
your
call.
Okay, good night, man.
Bye-bye. Hello, this is Joe Ortiz. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was listening, you know, to your jams, and I like the trips that you're doing you put them together with, your congas there and, like, the acoustic guitar. And if you took those away, like the congas and the acoustic guitar, it would sound like rock. It would be rock. Unless, you know, some of the licks you put in there. Like the way Carlos Santana does some licks. It might make it sound a little bit like, Chicano music. But I don't see how the licks on the guitar make it Chicano music.
It's interesting that you'd say that. We were recording on Friday. Yaki was recording on Friday, and the people from Motown Records were there. And one of the producers who has produced Jackson 5 and other major groups called me aside and told me, you know, it's strange, he says, it seems that a white lead guitar player, a black lead guitar player, would play this in a different way. He says, in all of my years, I've never really seen a Chicano play guitar like a white or a black man does, you know. And, you know, that's not to say that way, you know, that the black can't play the Chicano way or the white can't play the Chicano way, but it's only to say that there is a difference there that people in the industry have recognized.
Okay, thank you very much for your call.
Hello, this is Joe Ortiz. You have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I was wondering, why is the music classified as Chicano rock or Latin rock? Is it because of the music, you know, how it's performed and, like, the instruments used, or is it because of the guys' last names since they're Chicanos, the guys that are in the band? Is that the reason? Like, what's the reason?
Well, it's classified as Chicano rock because that's exactly what it is. It comes from, it's a mixture of many musics, and it is indigenous, I think, to East L.A. You know, that's the kind of music that's coming out of that area that many people have not heard. It is done by Chicano artists, and there's quite a bit of a unique sound in it.
Well, I was just wondering that because some of it just sounds like it would just be classified as rock, and I was wondering if it was classified as Chicano rock because of the guys that are, you know, the Chicanos that are playing it.
No, like, I don't know if you heard Mark Guerrero's tunes earlier in the program, but his music is not as much Latin-oriented as Yaqui's is, and like I explained earlier, Yaqui's is not as much as Tierra's is. It just shows our versatility. It shows that we can play many kinds of music, including the Chicano Latin-type tunes. But we do have a very natural feeling for Latin music, and it just comes out naturally.
So there's a distinguishing factor in every Chicano record that you can tell that it's by Chicano, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Maybe so our audience can understand this a little bit better. Isn't this like, for instance, the Beatles played rock, but then there was other groups, the English groups, and they had that Mersey sound. They had that English, British sound.
Uh-huh.
But they were still playing rock, right?
That's right.
And here, like Yaqui, Tierra, these other groups that we have, are playing basically rock, but with that Chicano influence.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one of the toughest things for us, the hardest thing for us when we just started Brown Bag was to convince the industry that Chicano musicians are not playing necessarily Mexican music. When I would go to these executives at the various companies, they would just assume that if I'm talking about Chicano people, I'm talking about Mexican music. You know, that's not true. Yeah, we play rock music with a Latin influence, or a Latin flavor. We don't just play Mexican music, you know.
Mm.
So that was one of the hardest things to convince the industry about, that, hey, we got some commercial sounds, man, not you know, not just Mexican music.
Tierra. We have with us now Steve Salas, who is from Tierra. Steve, can you tell us a little bit about that tune we just heard?
This thing called La Feria, it was written in about 10 minutes. We're going to play at the Feria at Cal State LA. And we just had to put something together as an introduction song. And we figured, well, we're playing at the Feria, so we'll do something about the Feria, you know. And we had the different changes, and we just put a lyric to it.
You know, sometimes you can spend 6 months or, you know, whatever, trying to write a hit tune. La Feria wasn't that. Tierra, one of the groups with Brown Bag, wrote the tune because we were doing a concert last September for La Feria de la Raza at Cal State LA. And they felt that they would do a tune that was just for that one thing. But they wrote it in 10 or 15 minutes and rehearsed it, and it came off so well. It's gotten a lot of great response and a lot of requests. So we decided that we would go ahead and put it in the album that Tierra is doing now for 20th Century.
Steve, do you think that up to now, Chicanos haven't really had a chance to express the Chicano experience through music?
Well, yeah, well, you know, for a long time, my brother Rudy and myself, like, we felt that the real Chicano sound hadn't really come out, because before there was, like we were mentioning, Santana and Mano and all that in Chicano, before they came out, there was nearly nothing heard from in the rock market until they came out. And then after that, everyone else started trying to copy, you know, Latin music, you know. And no one had really captured just Chicano music, which was just what we had all felt, you know, in all these years, you know, all the influences from rock all the way down to mariachis, you know, to whatever, you know.
Right. Okay, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to 95.5 KLOS Rock and Stereo here in the city of Los Angeles. The program is called Impact. My name is Joe Ortiz. Our guest, Steve Salas from Tierra, and Art Brambila, president of Brown Bag Productions, is still here with us. If you want to ask him any questions about the sounds that you're listening to, all you have to do is give us a call at 870-8716 from Orange County. It's 535-4300. And from the San Fernando Valley, the number is 986-4266.
Checking out the mama stone, where no dust.